The 20th of December, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come now, wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. O come, now Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times you gave the law, in cloud and mystery and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to you, O Israel. The Lord, who is all-powerful, will come from Sion to save his people. Psalm 138. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you besiege me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. O where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. If I say, let the darkness hide me, and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord, who is all-powerful, will come from Sion to save his people. About Sion I will not be silent until her Holy One shines forth like light. Psalm 138 continued. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you when I was being fashioned in secret and moulded in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal, like you. O search me, God, and know my heart. O test me, and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me into the path of life eternal. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. About Sion I will not be silent until her Holy One shines forth like light. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He sent me to bring the good news to the poor. A Canticle from Colossians 1. Let us give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He sent me to bring the good news to the poor. A reading based on 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You wait expectantly for our Lord Jesus Christ to reveal himself. He will keep you firm to the end, without reproach, on the day of our Lord Jesus. It is God himself who called you to share in the life of his Son. Responsory: Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. O Key of David and Scepter of Israel, what you open, no one else can close again. What you close, no one can open. O come to lead the captive from prison, free those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Key of David and Scepter of Israel, what you open, no one else can close again. What you close, no one can open. O come to lead the captive from prison, free those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Intercessions. The Lord God said, I shall look for the lost and bring back the stray, bandage the wounded and make the weak strong. Lord our God, come to save us. Lord God, you made us and sustain us with your love. Help us to recognize that you are in our midst. Lord our God, come to save us. You are close to each one of us. Open our hearts to love you. Lord our God, come to save us. We pray for those who find their lives a burden too heavy to bear. Lord, be their strength and their hope. Lord our God, come to save us. You are the life and the enemy of death. Rescue us and all the faithful departed from eternal darkness. Lord our God, come to save us. Let us pray. Lord, at the angel's message, Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, became the temple of God and was filled with the light of the Holy Spirit when she received your divine word. Grant that after her example, we may humbly and steadfastly follow your will. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.